So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
I still think it's going to take me a while to get used to the intro, Steve. It's too long.
It's too long.
It's too long.
Well, take it up with the intros department. Is there not an option to play it at like 1.25% speed or something?
1.2. I don't think so.
Oh, well, look, while we're critiquing the segment,
yeah,
while we're
totally,
doing it,
totally.
Let's have a bed. Let's have a bed next week.
Oh, true. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it up with corporate.
Yeah, perfect. So we've got one memo is going to the promos department and one memo is going to corporate affairs at 95bfm.com.
Yep, totally.
Great.
How are you, Steve?
I'm well.
That's great.
Starting to get very excited about this year's Whānau Marama New Zealand International Film Festival. The program is out in all its glory as of Monday night. And I've had my first pass at actually trying to make that into some kind of a functional schedule.
Right.
For anyone considering the International Film Festival this year, which kicks off on the 31st of July, I can't recommend enough using their online wish list builder for your picks. Not only can you remember what you have liked in the program, but also you can schedule yourself a little calendar super easily. Figure out your clashes, all that sort of stuff. So,
how helpful?
Yeah, super, super helpful. I have so now I've gone through. I've kind of figured out what I'm going to do each night of the festival, and I can see some tantalising gaps as I start to hear more about other stuff in the program. Because I think that's one of the great things about this time of year is just being receptive to what other people start talking about and seeing as well. I think if you book out your entire schedule, you might be missing a couple of gems.
Well, yeah. I ran into a friend today and she was marking up the schedule as well, so maybe I'll put her on the website as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of scribbling in the actual program, mm-hmm. so it's nice that there's still a physical program out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think once you start trying to make that into something functional, it's really good to go to nziff.co.nz and have a crack at it from there. I thought I'd run through a few of the highlights that have jumped out from the program.
Amazing.
Today. Kicking off, we're going to do this in alphabetical order today. So kicking off with Ebony and Ivory. This is the story, the kind of absurd, comic-looking, bizarro story of two extremely famous musicians who hole up in a Scottish cottage to write an incredible song. Yes, they look a lot like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney. I think for legal reasons, they may not technically be characters called Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Right.
I'm not sure if this is has a lot of veracity as far as this is how the writing of the song went down. But this looks like a really great, great watch. It's from filmmaker Jim Hosking, who erupted into the New Zealand International Film Festival 8 years ago with a film called The Greasy Strangler. I find it hard to explain what The Greasy Strangler is, but luckily, let's just flash back in time 8 years. I was interviewing Elijah Wood, who was a producer on the film, and I thought I'd make a random person on the street get on the phone as well and let Elijah try and explain what The Greasy Strangler is to him. So Let's check
Let's
this out
and
come back in a minute.
Amazing.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name's Elijah Wood, and I'm going to pitch a movie called The Greasy Strangler to you.
Okay.
The Greasy Strangler is a comedy about a father and a son who still live together, despite being far too old to still live together. And one of them, the father, is a man called The Greasy Strangler. Despite the fact that his son doesn't initially know that. And he covers his naked body in grease and kills people. The movie is very disturbing, but it's also really funny and bizarre. That's the film.
Okay.
Is that something that sounds interesting to you?
Well, so I'm from California, United States, and... It is disturbing. I'm not a big horror kind of person, so it That doesn't appeal to me.
It's less of a horror film. It's actually more of a comedy. It really has more to do with a kind of love triangle between the father and son and this woman that they meet on a disco walking tour of Los Angeles.
Okay, in Los Angeles, then. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure how large an audience you might have. I'm sure there's a segment of the audience that it sounds you're juxtaposing horror with humor. So that's creative.
Sure.
So I think it has to do with the cinematography or kind of what you do with the scenes and how you develop the characters. But it is bizarre.
Yeah, for sure.
You probably are going to have shocking scenes, very, very grotesque scenes, or is it going to be lighter? Just people imagine what happened.
Sure. No, sure. There's definitely, and there's a lot of gross out humor. There's quite a lot of covering naked bodies in grease. But they're done within a tone that evokes more of a kind of like sort of early John Waters-esque kind of a vibe. Yeah. It's not the grossness of the kills is more for laughs rather than truly disturbing.
So do you think this will be rated R, or do you think rated F?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, this is definitely going to be rated R for sure.
Rated R, but if you rated X, you would destroy the larger audience of it, of course. But yeah, but so I mean the new
you TV would, but this is definitely totally. Totally. And this movie is not for everybody. That is something that we're very aware of.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're American, listening to your voice. Where are you from?
Yep.
L.A.?
I'm from California as well, so.
Interesting. Yeah. I would probably not go to it. I'm a father with three kids, high school, college age, and that kind of
Sure.
I mean, that's not the kind of entertainment I usually go to.
I'm very stressed out now.
Yeah, so that was literally just a dude walking along the street when I was in the middle of an interview, and I never could have guessed that I'd be handing the phone to a man from California who had no freaking idea who Elijah Wood was.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But also, I'm still confused as to what the film is about.
Yeah, it's about a father and son and bodies covered in grease.
And like, why
and
is there a
scenes,
love triangle?
And a disco walking tour. Well, look... maybe you're none the wiser, but I think hopefully that pushed a couple of buttons to discover the Greasy Strangler from
totally.
8 years ago, and maybe got a little way to explain why I'm so excited to see that filmmaker make a movie about characters like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney hanging out on an island,
right?
Being weirdos. Maybe less grease. We'll find out. So that's Ebony and Ivory. Also coming up at NZIFF, some of these titles previously announced, but definitely still standouts. Life in One Chord, the documentary on Shane Carter of Dimmer, Straitjacket Fits, etc.
Amazing.
His autobiography, Dead People I've Known, was a great read. It was out in 2019. It's still a great read now. It doesn't stop being a great read on the calendar year it's published. Another New Zealand icon, John Clark, is the subject of documentary Not Only Fred Dagg, made by his daughter. John Clark was one of those, in a kind of short category, I guess, of things from New Zealand successfully claimed by Australia.
Right.
So Fred Dagg was a very rural New Zealand comedy character, but then Clark decamped to Australia and became better known as a satirist there. And there's a show of his way ahead of its time called The Games, which is a fantastic mockumentary series just before the Sydney Olympics. Memorable comedy like finding out the contractors have made the running track too short, etc., etc. Also kind of mix of fact and fiction in a way is Pavements. This I've been hanging out to see for ages. It's kind of like a mix of documentary and biopic about the band Pavement, mixed in with allegedly some stage play and maybe musical elements. I don't necessarily mean band musical elements, but I guess we'll find out what this is all about. It's directed by Alex Ross Perry, who looks like they're taking an interesting angle on this. Another New Zealand author who also used to be Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern is the subject of documentary Prime Minister. This is the centrepiece film of this year's NZIFF. Will be a biggie. Imagine that being one of the full civic nights at the fest.
Totally.
A couple more. Resurrection. This is from the filmmaker who made A Long Day's Journey into Night in 2019. This was a hallucinatory noir, like real trippy. Had this incredible trick of a 45-minute unbroken one-shot scene delivered in 3D, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Full on. I loved that, and that film kind of rippled with me. Their new film, Resurrection, seems like it's going to have similarly kind of trippy elements, maybe a little bit more explicitly sci-fi, set in the world where everyone has stopped dreaming except one person, and their dreams fulfill the role of everybody's dreams. I don't know if that means we're all hanging out in their dreams or or what that means. We'll find that one out soon. And finally, I was so thrilled when creative duo Sports Team announced they're making a micro-budget horror a couple of years ago. Now we know what that is. It's called The Weed Eaters, and it is about a bunch of stoners whose weed makes them cannibals.
Well, yeah.
Shit. That's bad munchies, not good munchies.
Terrible.
Yeah. So I think anyone that's of that persuasion, please take extra snacks into this film.
Totally.
Otherwise, like, don't start eating the person next to you just because the movie does
that
it.
That would be a great news headline, though.
Weed eaters... weed smokers eat weed eaters at the Weed Eaters screen.
Yeah. No, okay. That's perfect. Right. Not confusing at all.
Fantastic. Okay. And print. That's me. Bye.
Thank you so much, Steve. Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.